Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat. Rob from Cigar Federation with you as always. You're tuned in to Cigar Chat on CigarFederation.com, brought to you around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. Let's see, what do we got? What do we got, Logan? What's going on? What's new, man?
Nothing, man. Well, now that you bring it up, Rob, I figured I would tell everyone. So after...
Are you breaking some news?
I am breaking some news. And
this doesn't sound rehearsed, does it?
This is not rehearsed at all. But after, because of my Viking background and my just virile nature about myself, my wife and I are having a baby. The first
wow.
one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. So little Logie will be here in about 6 months, man. It's going to be
wow
interesting. If you know me, then you know my wife and you know our dog. Yeah, I mean, it could be dysfunctional. I don't really know yet. I mean, we're just going to have to figure that out. But, yeah, having a baby. Don't know what it is yet. More to come, but having a baby.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I knew.
Yeah.
I mean, Logan told me on accident, actually. I don't know how you can tell somebody that you're having a baby on accident, but he actually did.
I did kind of. It's a funny story, but I will...
Yeah, it's, nobody's going to care, but it was
yeah, fun. Thanks, Dick.
Anyway, we've got Michael Giannini joining us from La Gloria Cigars and Foundry Cigars. Michael, thanks for taking the time, buddy.
My pleasure, Rob. Logan, congratulations, man.
Thanks, brother. Thank you, man.
Yeah. You're welcome.
We had, for those of you who follow the show religiously, and we know that there's millions of you out there who do, we had Michael on, was it November?
November, December, it seems like yesterday.
Yeah, and we had so much stuff to cover that we didn't really get a chance to get through all of it, so we're going to stop BSing and get to all the questions. But Michael is joining us live from Honduras, so we are international tonight. And, you know, the internet connection down there is pretty good, man.
Well, I tell you, I got this magician of an IT guy, Jorge, mm-hmm. who hooked us up. Dave and I – well, actually, I had nothing to do with this because I'm not a computer guy. But Dave Pace, who's in Richmond, worked with Jorge and worked with you guys to get this happening. And that, it's pretty cool. Technology doesn't stop the world from moving. So really excited about it. But, yeah, I'm in Honduras, American Tobacco of South America, HATSA, where – some of the great brands that are made in the industry, Punch and Sancho Panza and Hoy de Monterrey, are made. And this is one of the factories that I work out of. We have three of them. So this week I happen to be here working on some cool stuff. So kind of neat.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm glad that we were able to hook up and get you on the show again. Last time we focused mainly on the La Gloria Esteli, or La Gloria Series R Esteli. This time I want to talk a little bit more about... talk a little bit more about the Foundry, because it's a whole separate line, really, of what you guys are doing. And, I mean, even for myself, I was familiar with the original Foundry that came out, I think, back in 2012, and that's actually what I'm smoking tonight. But, you know, the extensions that you guys have had, I didn't really know much about this. So let's just jump right in and give us some background on the Foundry.
Okay, so Foundry Tobacco Company is the company that I've created. And under that, the first brand coming out of it is Foundry. And Foundry was an idea that I wanted to merge steampunk, which, if you don't know what steampunk is, everybody's seen it. If you saw the Wild Wild West with Will Smith and Kevin Kline, the remake of it, and they had those mechanical arms and the guy in the wheelchair moving around it, you couldn't see stuff. I really got into that art movement. And so what I wanted to really create was my own cigar factory based off the steampunk movement. So it was an English gentleman's library with... a rolling table, and I commissioned a guy to make this. Dr. Grimm is his name. Commissioned him to design this table that I had in my head. And what we did is we had mechanical arms with steam coming out and machinery running, and it was all gear. So that was the concept behind it. But truly, it's about innovation, and I really wanted to pay homage to some of the great innovators, H.G. Wells, Cayley, Talbot. And if you don't know who these people are, look them up. So that was my homage because they're fascinating innovators of stuff that they did in the Victorian era. But basically what Foundry was based off of steampunk, so if you don't know what it is, here's where it gets a little weird, but it's cool. if the Victorian era jumped in a time machine, came to our modern day, took our computers, our iPads, and our iPhones, went back and reconfigured them with the materials that they had at the time, which is leather and metals and all those fine patinas, what would your laptop look like? And so that was the idea behind it. So that's what I tried to create with the packaging. But then when we worked on the cigar, the idea behind this was, you know, I wanted to do something very special that was never seen in our industry and never smoked. So in our factory in the Dominican Republic, we've had bales of tobacco that have been sitting there for over 25 years. Our tobacco buyers have bought this stuff. Either they were going to be used for a project that never came to fruition, or there was just experimental tobaccos that were just sitting there. So I said to the guys, hey, let's put this stuff together and see what it tastes like. In my chef's background, which I talked about last show, you know, that's what a great chef can do. Can look into a kitchen and say, I got a piece of chicken, a pear, a plum, and a carrot. Make a dish. And so that's what we did with this. And when we smoked the blends, the guys, for the first time in my life, always dumbfounded because they said, do you like this blend? Describe it. And I'm like, bro, I don't know what to say. What do you guys taste? And they were like, same issue. I'm like, do you like it? And I'm like, no, man, I love this. And so basically what happens is, getting into a little bit of science, your brain has connected to a flavor. We all know what chicken tastes like. We all know what steak tastes like. But if I told you, hey, it's got this tobacco from Mars in it, none of us know what it tastes like. And that's kind of the experience. There's tobaccos in there that I can't even pronounce, which is kind of fun. And I don't know what it's to taste like. But what you do is, when you're trying new tobaccos, you create fumas and you smoke them. You try to get the characteristics, the strength, the flavors. And then you start making a connection to your brain. And I wanted to avoid all that. Let's just smoke it. And our tagline was, smoke something you've never experienced before. And that's what Foundry is. So the gear itself was based off the steampunk movement, which I wanted to create and really tie to that whole thing. But the gear, I told everybody last year, hey, man, hold on to the gear because it's going to do something. So we came out with a humidor that looks like a Victorian tool chest. And you can't open it without the gear. So you need the gear, and it turns like a combination lock.
Now, I've actually got one. I've got one here. We're giving one away tonight.
Cool.
That was a very good segue. So let me take just a second here and show you guys, because this thing is sweet. Like, I want to keep it, but I'm not. I'm going to send it out to you guys. So the grand prize winner is going to get this, and it's going to be full of cigars. But what he's talking about is that it's locked. You got the little hole right here, and that's where you get the cog that comes off the band, the original Foundry. And you slide it in there, and it turns, and now it opens. I don't know. I just think this is really cool. And you can fit probably about 15, maybe 20 cigars in here.
Yep.
Really sweet, sweet humidor. So, yeah, somebody's going to win one of these tonight, but we'll get to that later. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So
Michael,
that was...
you're a genius.
Ah.
You might be the most creative person I know, because I would have never thought that in a million years. That's just genius.
Yeah, these ideas are really cool.
Thank you. So... the second version, War of Currents, and I got to give some credit to my partner in crime, Dave Pace, who's back in Richmond. Dave and I get to collaborate really well with this, so he's part of this unique team that I have. You're going to meet a guy tonight that's going to pop in and help us with some of these projects, as well as my team in the Dominican. But just to get back, I need to throw those kudos out to these guys, because I can't do it by myself. So the second version, or Foundry War 2.0, or War of Currents, was based off the theme of Edison versus Tesla, AC power versus DC power. So it's a great part of yep. the American history of how we built the power grid. And so really got fascinated by Edison and Tesla and how these guys actually fought and they brought the power grid. So what you see on that cigar is you see an old-time fuse. For those of you that are old enough, like myself, that know what these old-time fuses are, that's going to do something next year. And
oh.
So it's going to have an electrical theme to it. But so what we did is we created the West Orange, which is Edison's laboratory, and we created the Shoreham, which was Tesla's laboratory. I can go into the story if you guys want to hear it, but the unique thing is these are two geniuses that I truly are great geniuses, but I'm a big Tesla fan because he was the underdog. He ended up dying broke and poor.
He was.
So, yeah, he was. So Same concept. I tapped into the tobaccos that we used from our factory that we still had some of this stuff left. The first version, Foundry with the gear is going to disappear because I'm running out of tobacco. So War Currents kind of took that place. That's starting to disappear as well. And so that's the whole idea behind this whole project. But what I did also is I did four small batches, and one of them that I love is called the Death Ray. And Tesla created a death ray. He was going to blow shit. Oops, sorry. Can't say that word. That he would blow stuff out of the sky. And so as I started reading this, and I'm like, oh, my God, we had a president who basically told the Russians, dude, we're going to create Star Wars defense, and we're going to blow anything in out of the sky that you guys do. And guess what? We ended the Cold War, and we basically took over the world, so to speak. So – Think about Tesla, man. 80 years ago, this guy was thinking about a death ray, and Reagan was trying to create something that never be created. So I created a cigar that looked like the death ray. There, that's the short of the story.
I love it, man. Sam Westinghouse and J.P. Morgan Chase. Yep. Dude, watch Founding Fathers of America. There's a whole episode about Tesla. Dude, it's awesome, man.
It is awesome. You know, it's funny, as we were working on this project, I just happened to hear about this, and I turned it on, and I'm like, oh, my God, wow, this is bigger than I thought it was. So that's kind of my homage. But what I'm trying to do with Foundry, if you look at the packaging, it's cool, but I also would open up a door for you to learn some interesting things if you're interested in it, because it's really fascinating stuff. It's history that we had to slug through in school, and you're like, yeah, now we got to learn about this present, we got to learn about this. But as we get older, it's like, man, this is a fascinating story. So exactly, Logan, as you're talking about these power brokers that were involved with this, I was like, wow, man, I didn't know that.
I had no idea, man. It was cool.
It is cool.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so, no, that's interesting. I actually I haven't seen the show that you guys are talking about, but
you're not a dork like me and Michael.
You know, it's funny.
You have a life.
No, yeah. Michael does make a good point though. A lot of the stuff you kind of trudge through in school, like now I'm in my mid-30s. I want to go back and read some of the books I was supposed to read in high school and never did, and you know, read up on history and things like that. But one movie that I saw that didn't really feature Tesla. He was more of a tertiary character. He was played by David Bowie, actually.
Yep.
Movie called The Prestige.
Great movie.
It's a good movie. If you haven't seen that, it's about two magicians that kind of that made it sound bad, but it's actually a pretty good movie. It's Christopher Nolan, the guy that does Batman and everything. But I digress. So, on that note, guys, you're listening to Cigar Chat on CigarFederation.com, brought to you around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're here with Michael Gianni of La Gloria and Foundry Cigars. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're talking about Tesla. His first name was Eli, right?
Nikola.
From Serbia.
That's why I didn't go with Eli, because it felt right, but it wasn't quite right.
Eli Whitney, the cotton gin, bro.
There you go. Okay,
you need to go back to school.
Gosh, you moron.
Rob, so just for a second, I have a guest. I have a guest here, and I'm going to introduce you guys to him. This is Augustine Garcia. Poke your head in here.
Yeah.
AKA, we lovingly call him the.
How you doing, buddy?
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
So AKA, we call him the Honey Badger.
I can see why.
With great endearment. But this is one of the greatest guys. This guy is one of the master blenders here in Hatsa, as we call it. And he's one of the guys that's going to help me about another project, who helped me with one of the projects that we were talking about. So what's cool about this is, because we have a factory in Esteli, Augustine travels between Honduras and Esteli. So wherever I'm there, he rides down. How many hours does it take you?
To Esteli
from here, from Daly.
2 hours.
Two hours?
Yeah.
How come it seems longer when we go? You drive faster, bro.
Yeah.
I want to drive with you. So I'll fly into Managua and drive to Esteli, but he'll meet me there, and then we work together on projects. And because I was in Honduras, he helped me on a bunch of projects that we're going to talk about shortly. But this is one. This guy is a young cigar master blender that I am so honored to be able to work with, along with some other people on the team. Guy's a rock star, so I wanted to say hello. Just tell him a little bit about your history and what you do, if you don't mind, Rob.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you all. Well, you listening?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, working with Michael, you know, is very demanding, you know?
I can imagine.
Yeah. You know, when we
don't lie to them.
No, that's true. You know, when he was thinking in founding tobacco company, for example, and he asked me, "Well, I need to make a cigar for a table, you know, the element table." That's a crazy idea, you. But at the end, I think this is really challenge for me, you know, and because he said I need something like gold, something like platinum, so. It's not just blend, you know, it's made something else. Because at the end you said, well, we can mix. I have in my mind, you can put it Esteli, you can put it Condega from Nicaragua to this blend. You can add a Piraca or Binder or Ecuador Habana filler, but it's easy. You're saving your mind, you know, every component, every tobacco profile, and but it's something else. Because you need to be like to exotic blend, you know, and match this component to each component is very demanding. And this is one of the best experience that I ever had, you know. But, well, this is Michael, and this is Fondue Tobacco Company. This afternoon we discussed for the next project, and he said, thinking a name for the next project, and I said, remember what I said?
Yeah, I don't like that name, bro.
but I said, this is Fondue. Yeah, that's true, he said. Oh, my goodness, no. That's the good thing, you know, because you can invent, you can create, you can manage the tobacco in this way, on the another way, and this is Fondue. This is something unique. This is something really, really good. By the way, and I'm Agustin Garcia, so I have been in the tobacco industry for more than 10 years, in all the processing, blending, in everything, farming, fermentation, everything related with tobacco. That's my passion. We share this passion with Michael. That's because it's really, really good to work in Fondue Tobacco, you know. And for example, when we made also the Serie R Black and Serie R Esteli, I remember Michael came to the factory and said, I had some samples prepared, and he said, no, and I asked him, remember, very clearly, and I asked him, what are you looking for? Because we have tried more than 10 blend, and Michael said, no, I don't want, I don't like this. I want something real, real, real good. Well, I was really concerned, you know, and we finished that day, and went to my home, and I was thinking, you know, what did Michael want? Because it's really, really, really good. And we prepared some sample, and the next day we tried in the afternoon, and he said, we got it. We have it. And was a beautiful experience because I changed in 2 days my mind, because Michael said, no, I don't want the same. I want something really, really unique. And was beautiful, an excellent experience for me. So this is Michael, this is Fondue, this is Black, the new generation of cigars, very provocative, very unique, and I'm very happy, you know, to work for this company. So we are here.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Augustine. Yeah, I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Take care.
You're welcome.
I bet he gets all types of chicks.
Sorry, just a little guy.
No, that's here. Great.
No, oh, man. Nice. Man love, dude. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I like that word provocative that he used. That's a good choice of word.
I mean, I think these guys think I'm out of my mind. Yeah, you're shaking your head over here. Yeah, but you know what? I just, you know, what's cool is that I've got guys that can react to this, and this is the great team that, you know, I put together, along with my partner, Judy Guillen, in the Dominican Republic, and that whole team. I mean, that's what life's about. Surrounding yourself with great people and great things happen. So,
you know, I want to jump in with a quick question.
Yes.
And this is relevant to what we were talking about before, when you were talking about Tesla and, you know, history and things like that. And this is from Ryan Wellner, who actually, I don't recognize his name. I think he's new.
Sound new.
What's up, Ryan?
He says, "What name the person in history that you would most like to share a cigar with?"
Ooh, Tesla. Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. Because the guy is, you know, there's geniuses that come once in a lifetime, and this guy was so ahead of his time that even today, I don't know if people can make stuff, really read his story, and I would just like to just understand his mind and how he thought about stuff. He would be my guy. Thomas Edison gets all the credit for a lot of stuff, and he had a lot of great patents, but Nikola Tesla is a guy who I kind of – is like a kindred spirit for me. You know, I'm probably going to drive broken poor, but I'm going to have fun doing that. So,
good answer. I'll take it. That's a good answer. Logan, I know people are pounding you with questions. If you want to take some, go ahead.
No, man. Read the questions on the page, bro.
Okay. I'm going to keep going down the list.
Just keep rapid fire.
I'm going to try to keep them in line with stuff that really makes sense. Let me kind of keep going here. This is a lot of the same old stuff. Come on, guys. I thought you stepped up your game this week.
Wow. Come on, fellas.
Let's see. What is – hold on.
So, Michael,
okay, so this, oh, well, this I, is kind of a – well, no, go ahead, Logan. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Michael, with Foundry, right, you've kind of created this boutique company inside kind of a – quasi non-boutique company, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, how has your struggle, how have you been able to do that? And what have your struggles been trying to change that culture or trying to do that within a bigger organization?
It's a great question. I mean, you know, I'm part of General Cigar Company. La Gloria Cabana is part of General Cigar Company. And so, you know, it's been an evolution. You know, big companies like ourselves have all the resources in the world. We have great factories, great people. So to be able to cut out a boutique business and kind of do something a little bit different, I mean, everybody supports that, believe it or not. And, you know, but what you got to work through is the structure of how you make this happen because, you know, you got to cut out some people that need to work on this. And so, you know, in the tobacco industry, you know, like Augustine, the guy's, you know, he's probably started when he was 12 years old in the tobacco industry because he's a young, young guy, but this is all he does all day long. So you don't find people like this. I mean, there's not a school that you go to learn this. So it's pulling people away from what they do every day and have them tapped into that is kind of where the structure has to be set up in a right way so you don't mess up the ship. So SLE is kind of the factory that I'm going to be focusing in on and doing Founder Tobacco stuff, Founder Tobacco Company projects. And that's kind of where you set that up. But it's easier said than done because you got to get up, you know, set up all the cool stuff that you got to do. And so anybody that has a business, you kind of understand what that means. So, yeah, I mean, I'm talented because, you know, I'm not laying out my own money. You know, I've got a great company I work for. We've got all the resources. We could do stuff like this. The thing is creative freedom all the time because what happens is, you know, Augustine kind of said that, hey, I got a great name for you. And that happens all day long because people want to be a part of this. And they're like, hey, I think this is cool. And it's like, yeah, that's not cool. But help me make cigars. I'll come up with the concepts.
I'll work on the branding. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll do the marketing, man. You just make good stuff.
That's funny.
But Foundry for us, I mean, you know, you mentioned this earlier, gentlemen, that, you know, not a lot of people know about this. I'm not really looking to market this company so much. It's about doing the unexpected, doing some cool stuff. I mean, you know, Compounds, Elements, and Musings was an idea that I had. And my only real trauma in life, and I mentioned this to you guys before, I wanted to get a PhD in psychology, so I had to go to school. And one of the worst things I had to learn was the periodic table in high school. And I got to tell you, man, I could get the numbers, I could get the numerals down. AU is gold, got that. When you got to atomic weights and the rest of the stuff, what I forgot about, I mean, I could never get it, and I felt like a dummy. Like, dude, you're going to get a PhD in psychology, you can't even memorize the periodic table. So it dawned on me, you know what? I need to vex this freaking demon. So I'm going to create my own periodic table. It's going to have whatever I want it to be, and that's what I'm going to do. And so, you know, uranium, if you look at the uranium and you look at the band, it's kind of giving you the one-finger salute. But my idea was, I mean, I like skull stuff, but it's more about an attitude for me. Skulls is not about death and rock, you know, rock and roll. I mean, I love rock and roll, but to me it's an attitude of it, being your own person. So the uranium was really my homage, and anybody from the TSA, please forgive me. It's like, hey, take this off. Yeah, bro, I'm a business traveler. I know what I got to take off. You know, just let me get through. I'm not the guy you should be worrying about. And so it's my one-finger salute when I've been x-rayed millions of times right now, and I had that little thing going around, and literally I stand there with my fingers like that. Yep. Dude, and what's funny about this is I actually saw a on the news that there were people looking at the outlines of people going through this x-ray machine.
Yep.
And they could see, and I'm like, dude, I was on this. So
I don't know if you guys can see, I'm trying to show them the band. It's kind of hard to see it, but you can get an idea of what's going on in there. But, you know, a bunch of you guys are going to win some of these.
And that's a 7x70 cigar. So
that's a big cigar.
Yeah, so that's kind of the stuff I do with Compounds, Elements, and Musings. So we got Foundry, you got Foundry the original, you got Foundry Work Harness, you got Compounds, Elements, and Musings. I'm actually was working on some projects with these guys here. We're going to make it in Esteli blends. I've got a really cool collaboration that's coming up in March with one of my great friends in the cigar industry. Can't tell you too much about it, but it's going to break next week. So we're teaming up to create a blend together and create packaging together. His company is going to sell it, and so we're doing a collaboration, not been done in the industry. So look out. You'll probably hear about it next week or the week after.
Very cool. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. So, you know, Foundry Tobacco Company, the tagline for Foundry was expect the unexpected. This is what we're doing. So
a couple of questions here. We'll do this first. Hey, guys, you're listening to Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network, we're here with Michael Giannini of La Gloria Cigars, La Gloria Cubana Cigars, and Foundry Cigars. Logan, I think you're reading this next one, aren't you?
I am, Robert. This segment's brought to you by, and I always pronounce it wrong, it's not Armodores, it's Ammodores. You want to know why? Because it's an ammo casing, either 50 cal, 30 cal, or used potentially in World War II or not, and it's converted into a humidor. 100% made in America, made with old war supplies, 100% rugged, 100% bad A. Check them out, ammodoors.com. Back to you, Robert.
Don't we have to do the thing for the giveaway right now, too?
No, that's the third one, man.
That's the next one? Okay.
Sorry, I'm ahead, bro.
I'm ahead of myself. So if you guys are all itching for those giveaways, you just got to wait. We're going to have 15 winners, so chances are if you're here, you got a pretty good chance of winning. A couple of questions in relation to the elements. The question is how many different elements do you have on the horizon? I don't know how much you can speak into that. So do you pick the elements based off the characteristics of the cigar, or is it kind of vice versa?
It's both. It works both ways. What this is for me is my whimsical take. So I'm laughing because we actually looked at the boxes today. One of them is called the Cubist Ape, okay? And it's for potassium. So bananas and potassium, you got to make an ape, right? Makes sense. But it's a really cool ape, and the design is very cubist, so my artistic side came out with that. So that was the first part of that, and then I figured out, okay, I need to make a cigar that's kind of like potassium. But it's what's unique about all these blends is that it's stuff that is our take on traditional or non-traditional kind of things. So we're tapping into tobaccos that a little bit elevated out of Foundry, stuff that guys like Augustine Garcia find for us that, you know, they're finding stuff. Now, I got them looking for really bizarro tobaccos that we just put a little bit of it in it. And there's never a lot of it, so we just put it out there. So to answer your question about how many I'm going to come out with, I have 10 of them designed right now, and I have probably another 10 that I want to work on. And stuff to me, it's all whimsical. It's all about my childhood. So apes are funny to me, right? I mean, exactly. There you go.
It's just a funny thing to say. I don't know.
It's funny.
Apes are funny until they're chasing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
I've got one called TNT that's coming out, which is kind of a really unique take. So that's the compound out of the Compounds, Elements, and Musings. And to me, again, I did plutonium last year. I can't get Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner, him trying to blow him up. I mean, that's fun stuff, slapstick. But it all has the meaning that's kind of funny. So, yeah, the packaging's cool, but there's a fun meaning behind it. So it doesn't really relate to the periodic table, so to speak. It really relates to just having fun with this. But when you pick out the cigar and smoke it, it's a dead serious cigar. I mean, we're not screwing around with the blends. But it's just a different take on doing something fun.
Yeah.
And the other 10, I mean, there's one I created that it reminds me of Rocky and Bullwinkle, right? So
yeah.
And I love Rocky and Bullwinkle, right? So there's one that's awesome. Coming out like that, but not for Compounds, Elements, and Musings, for another project under Foundry Tobacco Company. So it's about having fun. You know, I see so many, you know, really different things that are out there, but you know, it's about the packaging and then it's about the blend. I think those are the two key things that I like to do. You know,
with these elements, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. With all these different elements, any chance of you putting together sometime in the near future like an element sampler package for people to buy? No,
probably
nothing like that.
Because what's happened is the first we did last year at our trade show, I did 12 12 different designs, 18 different blends. And so we sold out of it, and we're out of that tobacco. So I can't do a sampler pack with it. I just
can't do it.
And so, you know, this year it's going to be, you know, who does 111 boxes of stuff? But I'm going to do 111 boxes and 150 of this. And, you know, as we're calculating how many cigars we can make out of this tobacco, it's like a crazy number, like 1,132. All right. Well, how do you divide that times? Like, so you divide it by 10, you divide it by 18, you divide it by 4. Like, nothing works, right? So we just put outside boxes out. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares? I want to get every one of these cigars out in the marketplace.
Random Rocky and Bullwinkle note that nobody's going to care about, but I'm going to share anyway. When they made that horrific movie, the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie, my wife is actually in it.
Really?
Yeah, she does. She has a little. There's a Dana cameo at the end of that movie. Really? Yeah, she's at the end of the movie. They're sitting in a movie theater and watching, like they're on a date. She was Piper Perabo. Piper Perabo was in that, right? Am I talking about the right movie? I think I am. But she was her stand-in. So at the end of the movie, they're at a movie theater watching a movie, and she's sitting there in the background eating popcorn. But nobody cares. I just thought I'd share.
We do, Rob. Good for you. Your wife cares.
She does. And she's not watching, and she'll never know. And I'll tell her, but she won't believe me. Okay, here's another question. This is actually pretty good from Harley Holmes.
Harley.
He said, how did your fascination for science fiction or science in general, how did that start?
Wow. You know, I was the kid that was making – all right, here's a crazy story. So anybody remember Estes rockets, right?
Estes, the ones that you shoot up?
Yes. So I would make these rockets in my basement in my parents' house, and then I met a guy who moved across the street from us, and he was the fireworks guru. So he taught us how to take M80s and put them on – cut the engine, put the M80 on the top of it, put balsa wood fins on it, and then you could shoot these up, and they would go, shh, boom. And a whole different world of insanity opened up. So I literally tried. Guys, I can't believe I'm telling you this. I tried to replicate making explosives out of these rockets. So we would literally have an hour and a half fireworks display in Alani in Philadelphia, where this stuff would fall on people's cars, and I apologize to all those people. And so we would actually get into that. So I really got into science that way and wanted to learn about chemistry and stuff, really to make kind of explosives for fun.
I mean, that's what every kid does.
For my own fireworks. So it turned into making model rockets, but I got so bored with the rocket going up, the parachute comes down, I have to go chase it for a mile to go get my rocket back, and I spent hours on this thing. It was cooler to just put an M80 on it, watch it go up, blow up, and you're done. Next. And we would just then we learned how to line them up, run gunpowder, so they would go like, shh, 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 boom, 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 boom. Oh, it's so much fun. That's where it kind of started. I know you guys don't want to hear this. I know I talked about TSA. I have no explosives on it.
That's great. And that's one of the I mean, it's got nothing to do with cigars, but it's just an interesting story. That's good.
But that's how my science fascination started. So the periodic table, kind of wanted to learn how the elements worked and all that. It's fascinating to me.
That's funny. Okay, we got a question from one of Logan's favorites, Jared Garrott.
Yeah, he's my favorite. So cool.
He says he picked up a carbon not long ago, and he said the price point blew me away. So even in Boston, where the taxes are crazy high, the price was more than reasonable. Was that a purposeful decision to shoot for a lower price point on those, or is it just something that kind of worked out?
No, I wanted it to be at that price point. And what was amazing to me, Augustine was one of the guys, you know, who helped me work on this. I'm like, dude, I want to put out a cigar that's $5. And I want it to be a 6x60, and I want it to have a ton of flavor. And he basically just looked at me, because tobacco prices are going through the roof now.
Yep.
So being the magician that he is, he was able to kind of like, all right, here's what we can do. And I'm like, you know, all right, cool. And we got a beautiful blend out of this, and the price he just worked out. And the box itself that they come in is actually what we use in all our factories to age cigars in our aging room. So that's a replica of that. And the diamond part of that, because I like diamonds a lot, what do you do with carbon? You compress them, you make diamonds. So I figured I'd put diamonds on it. And that's how it came. So, yeah, the $5 price point was purposeful. And for us to work backwards and try to achieve that with the right price point was somewhat difficult. But that's why I have masters like this, Augustine. Thank you.
Augustine's getting a lot of love tonight.
He is. I love this guy.
That's good. I think it's great that he's there and you have an opportunity. We had an opportunity to chat with him a little bit, and that's not something we normally get to do on shows like this. So I think it's awesome. I mean, those are the guys that are they're really out there getting their hands dirty. I mean, yep, literally, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to be able to hear. And I still like the terms that he was using. Now I can't even remember what it was, but I liked it. So there's a question here from Fat Kid, and it actually kind of butts up with a question that I had.
I love Fat Kid.
Isn't he great?
He's a Missouri kid, man. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Midwest people are weird, but
love him.
I'm kidding. I'm just a weird California kid. No, I'm not a hippie. so with this Foundry stuff and the look of it, the feel of it, it's such a big step away from, you know, the traditional La Gloria Cubana look and feel. Yep. Has there been any? Well, I guess what's the reception been like with the customers who are the guys who come into the shop every week and they pick up their box of, you know, La Gloria Cubana or, you know, original release. They pick one up every 3 weeks and that's what they're always coming in to get. I mean, has there been a bit of a, like, any bad feedback, any negative feedback on the different angle, or is it just something that, you know, it is what it is?
It is what it is. I mean, I didn't realize until a trade show, a friend of mine who's a retailer said to me, you know who you are during the day with La Gloria Cubana? You're Bruce Wayne. And at night at Foundry Tobacco Company, you turn into Batman. And that's my alter ego. And I'm like, I couldn't have put it better. Yeah, I guess so. So, I mean, La Gloria Cubana, you're going to see some, you know, very interesting things, but you're going to see very traditional things coming out of there. And the innovation is, I can only take it to a certain point. Foundry Tobacco Company is my other side of my personality. It's just being creative as hell and doing what I feel is cool and what I think is cool to you guys as well. And it's kind of like, you know, my skull ring, man. It's an attitude about, you know, let's do some fun stuff out there. That's how we should live our lives. It's about freedom and doing creative stuff. So it's an extension of my personality and just doing stuff that's fun, man. And so, yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about, you know, Foundry, the brand, and then Compounds, Elements, and Musings. I mean, it's kind of cool. I'm going to go in a different direction with the collaboration that's coming up. So that's kind of fun to work on. I mean, that's kind of what I got to do. I got to do this. I got to get this stuff out of me, man. And cigars is my outlet to do fun stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think people really reacted really well to it. And I appreciate the guys out there and the ladies out there that are supporting it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, our audience is the type that is interested in this kind of thing. It's smaller production. It's unique. It's new. It's got a cool look to it. The flavor profiles are very different. I mean, with this, the original Foundry, the 2012,
yep,
I couldn't really describe it.
That's the idea. I want your brain. I mean, Rob, to your point, I want your brain to be in flux because that's the experience I had. So literally what I'm doing is putting you in my seat. And when I got guys across from me in our Dominican factory that are masters saying, what do you taste? And they don't know what they're tasting, and I don't know what we're tasting. And it's like, but that's the fun of it. That's what's fun to me because you're in my seat when we're doing this fun stuff and trying to pick out a blend that's kind of unique and different and nobody's ever tasted before. I mean, if I could go to Mars and pick tobacco off of Mars, man, I'd be there in a heartbeat. I want to grow tobacco on Mars. Taste like?
We'll see that in the future. Okay, good. Breaking news. We've got some Martian tobacco coming up. That's good. You guys are listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are. We're chatting with Michael Giannini of La Gloria Cubana and Foundry Cigar. Logan, go.
So this next segment is brought to you by La Gloria Cubana, a.k.a. Foundry. He doesn't even know that he's sponsoring
this segment. I didn't
know that.
Yeah. I love those guys.
The invoice will be in the mail, my friend. It'll be in your email box.
Not a problem.
This segment, I want to talk to you guys about the giveaway tonight. So we're going to have 15 different winners. Yes, that wasn't a mess up. We'll have 15 different winners. One winner, which Rob will be picking, will be the Foundry Humidor, a sampler pack of cigars, and the Foundry Watch. There will be 6 winners of a sampler pack of Foundry cigars. And then 8 people, will receive a Foundry Watch. And guess what? The good news is Rob is shipping all that crap out. I don't have to worry about it, which is awesome.
Yeah, so, Rob is shipping it all out.
How to enter? You need to email me at logan@cigarfederation.com right now with the subject line La Gloria, put Foundry, excuse me, and then your full name, address, and before the end of the show, We will pick all the winners. Go.
All right. So we're Rob. Yeah, we'll pick all those winners. The sampler packs, you're going to get two of the Foundry 2012, which I'm smoking, two of the West Orange, this one here, and you'll get two of this Behemoth, this one is the Uranium, and then two of the La Gloria Esteli. So big sampler packs. Everybody gets a watch, and the watches are really sweet. So tons of stuff to give away, so you guys are all going to get rewarded. I'm going to rapid fire through some of these questions. This one's from Paul Consolmagno. Paul, I think I just destroyed your last name, but I appreciate you coming out. He asked a bunch of questions. We covered most of them already. But he says, the science themes are a phenomenal draw for me because I'm a bit of a nerd. So welcome to the club. Paul, we are all nerds in one way or another. I'm not a history nerd, though, apparently. I'm not that cool with these kinds of things, but you guys are. He says, can we hope to see a progress into some of the retro-futurism themes of the 1960s?
Maybe.
Now, I feel like we either just gave you an idea or we touched on something that you don't want to talk about yet.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. I don't think I'm done with the concept of the Prestige movie you talked about, Rob.
Great movie.
That's full of stuff for me. Futuristic 60s stuff, yes. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Let me see. Let me get through some of these questions here. This one's from Lena Adams. I think this is the first time she's posted any questions for the show. She's really active on the site, so I'm glad that she's here. She says, my question is, with so many women smoking cigars today, will you ever craft one geared towards women, like maybe putting rhinestones on the cigar band or something like that?
Rhinestone cowboy.
I would love to. Can you see my watch?
You got to move it the other way. There you go.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of diamonds on there. I would love to do a cigar like that. But you know what? I talked to a bunch of ladies in Miami. There's a group of ladies that have a cigar club. And I said to them, you know, I would love to do something like that. And they were like, no, don't ever make a woman's cigar because we want to smoke the same thing you guys are because we feel that's equal. And I'm like, you know what? That's a great point. How sexist of me to make a little petite cigar. But I would love to put, like, really cool rhinestones and diamonds. I'm dying to put a real diamond on a cigar just for the hell of it because I think everybody would want one. But De Beers is – I haven't really tapped into De Beers yet. So if you guys are listening, it'd be a great cross-promotion. Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, I just don't know. I kind of see, like, guys walking into a store and seeing a box of cigars with rhinestones on it. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to sell some cigars, a few of them. So
yeah,
it's polarizing. But you know what? I will make one for you, darling.
Oh, there you go. We'll take that.
So let's connect, and I'll make something really cool for you.
There you go. All right. So with the diamond encrusted band, I'd like to see the price.
Oh man, that would be cool.
If we can keep that one under $6, that'd be great.
And Rob, the reason we're giving out watches for Foundry is, I'm a watch freak, so one of the things that I wanted to create is not a lot of guys like to wear jewelry, but actually if you put on the Foundry watch and you put on a gear and you put on the fuse, you've got like the most inexpensive jewelry set that you can put together. And I see a lot of guys and ladies wearing both the gears and the fuses, so they make really cool, unique diamonds.
Yeah.
And the fuses, if you stack the fuses, like put three or four of them together, they make a really cool ring.
All right. Yeah, I can see that, actually, with the way that they look.
My finger's too fat.
You got to start typing more, maybe.
Dude, I type all the time, bro. I need to work out. That's the problem.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but you said it, so it's okay. Okay, we got one from Cody Brown. This is a question, but we haven't asked you this one. Of all the cigars that you make, which one's your favorite to smoke?
Ooh. That's a tough question. It's like asking, what's your favorite kid? You know, I guess
everybody's got one. You just don't say it out loud.
Yeah, right? I guess the only way I can answer this is whatever I'm in the mood for that morning. So sometimes it's Nestle, sometimes it's La Gloria, sometimes it's a foundry, sometimes it's one of the compounds, elements, and musings. I mean, it depends. I mean, I smoke, you know, I'll smoke a punch, I'll smoke a CAO. I mean, it just depends what mood I'm in. I mean, I'll try all different things. So to say that there's one specific favorite cigar, I guess it's the cigar I'm creating right now. It's my next favorite cigar.
There you go. That's a good answer. Very, very good. Very diplomatic, but a good answer. So this is an interesting question from Craig from Citrus Walk. That's his Twitter handle.
He's Oilfield Craig on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Just
what, so Oilfield? Oilfield, okay.
Oilfield.
Not Oilfield.
Like West Texas, bro.
Got it. They have oil over there?
Yeah, a little.
Do you think that, or has it been your experience that any, that B&M stores get turned off by the smaller boutique style or limited edition style cigars? He says that, you know, with some of the places that he goes to, they're willing to carry, you know, all the major lines for everybody. But when it comes to some of the limited stuff and some of the smaller batch things that, that some companies are doing, they get a little bit turned off. Have you experienced that?
Yes. I mean, I've had, you know, I don't like this box. It's not going to fit. Bro, don't buy it. I'm not upset by that. I mean, I get that everybody's looking for new. I'm just trying to do some fun stuff. So, I mean, my philosophy is this: you haven't seen this before, you should try it because there's something really unique inside this box, and I think you're missing out on something. And if you're in the category and you love cigars, there's some really unique things. What I do see, though, is I see a lot of people coming in the industry that are doing some stuff and cheating a little bit with their blends, and to be honest with you, and they're short for many and doing stuff that is not traditionally what you should do with cigar tobacco, and so they're cheating the process a little bit. And I can see consumers picking that up. I'm like, yeah, I don't get this. And what happens to the retailer's like, I'm stuck with this product. I got to get rid of it. I'm not making money, and I get all that. So my mentality is, dude, if you get into what I'm doing, great. If you're not, I'm not upset by it. I mean, there's some cool stuff that I'm doing. And really, it's my reputation and my factory's reputations and stuff that we do. And we don't cut corners with anything. So that's that.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting question. And it's, let me get through the whole thing before you react to it. And this is from Jason. I just think it's a cool question because nobody's ever really asked this before. He says, which cigar in your line was your biggest disappointment? He says, by that I mean you felt it was a great cigar, but it didn't sell the way you thought it would.
I would say that Artesanos Tabaqueros, which is we did very well with that brand, but then what happened is it disappeared very quickly, and people, you know, they came to it, they smoked it, they were intrigued by it. And what the Artesanos Tabaqueros, we actually put two cigars in one. So the front half was Dominican, the back half was Honduran, and we actually put two cigars together, which is very unique. And it's the most difficult thing on the planet to do. Two different blends, and they had two different wrappers. And what happened is everybody tried it. They loved it. We did very well with it, and then it just kind of disappeared. And I'm like, man, this is like earth-shattering kind of stuff, because the way it transitioned into a completely different smoke is very, very unique. And so, I mean, you can still find it around, but I thought that was one of the most innovative things I think our team had ever done. And I give credit to Ricky Rodriguez from CO. This was his concept. I backed him fully, and we worked together on it. And, you know, you don't see it that much anymore, but that's kind of earth-shattering stuff that I think we did, and it should still be one of the mainstays in the marketplace.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought that was an interesting question. I've never really thought absolutely. About it. I've never really thought about it from that way.
Absolutely.
Oh, and with that, wow, we're running out of time again. Guys, you're listening to Cigar. I feel like I just said this a second ago. Listen to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate everything that you guys do for us around the world. Keep us safe. Logan, this last segment is brought to everybody by what?
Why don't you do it, because I'm trying to figure out who wins.
Oh, you are.
And it should be brought to you by The Collective.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. This last segment's brought to you by the Cigar Federation cigar that's coming out soon called The Collective. More details for that will be released in the coming weeks. But if you want to go ahead and buy one of those right now, the only way you can get it right now is by joining the Cigar of the Month Club. Those will be shipped out on the 15th of this month. You guys will be the first ones to get it. So we wanted to reward our loyal customers with the first shot at our new blend. So go ahead. You can check it out, store.cigarfederation.com. Look under the Cigar of the Month Club, and you can see what's involved in that one, and The Collective is in there. So, Logan, we've got just a couple minutes left to do these giveaways. You need some more time?
I need about...
Okay.
Ask, like, one more question. I'll be ready to go.
Let me see. We've got... Okay, well, we've talked about this, and I don't think we talked about it, and I'll bring it up because I've got one here in my hand. And this is from Dale Wilson, sorry. Sorry, Dale. What is your take on the mega ring gauge cigars, like this beast here, 7x70?
I think it's great, man. I think that if you can light up a cigar and you have the time to smoke it all day, go for it. I like big ring gauges. I mean, La Gloria Cabana Serie R, when that first came out, everybody was making smaller sizes, and we went big. And so, I mean, that kind of set the stage for what was happening as the market came out in 1999 into 2000s, and it still continues on. So I really like large ring gauges a lot. It's hard to make, though. I mean, for the rollers, we use the top grade 7, probably 4 or 5 different rollers that can make this cigar because some of their hands are tiny, so when they're putting the blends in, it's got to be consistent so you get an even burn through it. And then also trying to keep the flavor, especially on a 70 ring gauge, is really, really hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really a cigar of craftsmanship. Some people don't like smoking big 70 ring gauge cigars. No problem. There's other choices of sizes you can pick out. But if you got the time, man, smoke them because they're pretty cool.
I've smoked 60 ring gauges before, but I've never smoked a 70. And I was almost going to fire one of these up during the show, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. It's just big. I don't know. That's just big for me. How long does it take to smoke that cigar?
About 3 hours.
Really?
It's a great, I mean, too bad football's over, but you could watch, you know, pregame and the whole game and then maybe a little bit of postgame and then you're done.
I'm not ready to talk about football yet. I'm not ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's such a sore subject for me. Oh, boy, moving on. I think we pretty much covered, there's a lot of questions here that I didn't actually ask, but we covered all of it for the most part. I mean, there's some specific things, but for the most part, I think we got through all of these. Logan, do you have your winners? I have my winner picked for the grand prize. Should I announce that first before you pick yours in case you have to change one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I have to scroll back through and find him. I'm actually going to pick the guy whose name that I butchered, Paul Consolmagno, because he asked like 5 or 6 questions and we covered all of them. And he was the one who asked about the futurism themes of the 1960s. So, and that made... that made Michael squirm a little bit, so I liked that. So Paul, you are our grand prize winner, so make sure that you email all your information to Logan.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Logan. Pick the rest of these winners.
All right, we'll start. Should we start with the watches first?
Yeah. It's your show, brother.
All right. So watch winners, and there's 8 of them, correct?
John
Reinhardt, Matt Machado, Jose Hernandez Jr., Dale Wilson, and probably my favorite name of anyone who emailed me, Philip Duffy. Isn't that just a great name? Philip Duffy.
Isn't that the guy on Modern Family?
I don't know, dude, but I love
it. Phil Dunphy.
Dunphy. Okay.
Close. Oh, dude, I love it. Okay, then Jay Ragner, Ted Hayes, Charles Riley, and interestingly enough, you're in New Zealand, so thank you for watching. That is awesome. Rob, have fun shipping that. And Ryan Wellner. You guys all win watches.
Sweet.
Now.
Shipping to New Zealand?
Yeah, apparently, dude. And
we'll talk.
The winner of the 6 samplers, we have Christian Martin, person I near and dear to my heart, buy stuff from Stroll of Time, old Janice Clavins, Cody Brown, Sebastian G. Allen, a newcomer, which I've never heard your name, and it's just freaking awesome, Zorian Bashiash. Zorian. Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, Brandon Knight.
All right.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
That's
man.
A lot of winners. And do me a favor, Logan, let's add to the watches, let's add Lena Adams to the watches. She was the one who asked about the rhinestone and crafted cigars, so we're going to add her to that list too. So Lena, you win a watch as well. And guys, we still have more stuff to give away. So look for another giveaway on the site, not next week, but the week after. with. We'll have more of these cigars to give away and some more watches as well. So plenty of stuff. Michael, we appreciate you taking the time. And Augustine, we appreciate you joining us, buddy. Thank you so much. Let everybody know where they can find you guys on Facebook, Instagram, all that.
So on Facebook, we're on Foundry Tobacco Company. Check it out. We have a website, but I got so many things that I don't like about it and trying to do, so just go to our Facebook site. And then LaGloriaCigars.com, Team LGC, you'll find us. We're on there as well. So stay tuned. You're going to see some cool stuff coming up on Foundry Tobacco Company. It's going to blow your mind. I'm having a blast. And Rob and Logan, congratulations, Pops.
Thank you,
Rob, thank you. And it's been a blast. Everybody out there, thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate what you guys are doing for us, and stay tuned.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking the time, you know, down in Honduras, and we were talking about the flight into Honduras. If you've ever flown in there, you know what that airport's like. That's a tough landing. But so safe travels, Michael. We appreciate you taking the time. Guys, thanks for so much for your support of the show. We really do appreciate it. You can find us at CigarFederation.com. I'm at Robbie Raz on Twitter. Logan is at Logan at Dell, Corporate Monkey on Twitter. We will be back next week at the same time with Felix Asselin Cigars. I want to make sure I'm saying that right.
F.A. Cigars.
F.A. Cigars. There you go. I think it's French, and my French is just horrible. So we're not even going to pretend. But they will be here next week, and they're actually also now available in the store as well. So check them out at store.cigarfederation.com.
And I will not be there.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Logan will not be there. We'll have guest host Seth from Seth's Humidor will be here with us next week as well. That's great. We had a great show. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. And we'll definitely see you guys soon, and we'll look for, in a couple weeks, your big announcement.
Stogie cool. Geeks, on right now. Go check it out.
Stogie Geeks. Yeah, check it out. Thanks,
guys. Thank you,
guys.
Thank you, Cigar Federation.
Thanks, Michael, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.